Hello, I'm Darren Burton and welcome to Council Connections, the weekly program that keeps you up to date on Toowoomba Regional Council's facilities, activities and services. Now there's some lovely older homes out there, so it's important to remember that Council operates a heritage advisory service to assist anyone wanting to upgrade an older building. Now this free service is ideal for commercial, rural and residential property owners, developers, design consultants and tradespeople undertaking refurbishment or restoration works. The Heritage Advisor can offer advice on a range of issues from colour schemes, extensions, verandas, garages, carports, awnings and fences to recommending how to maintain the property's character and style. Advice is available at all stages of the project, from the feasibility stage through to design and construction stages. And as this professional advice is free, it doesn't add to the cost of your project. Council is continuing its program to improve water quality in Highfields. Now the program includes air scouring of water mains within the water reticulation network. Different areas of Highfields will be affected at different times, and residents will experience 1 or 2 hours of water supply interruptions, but they will be notified before work commences in their area. Residents who turn on their taps during the air scouring process may notice dirty water intermittent with bursts of air. It is recommended that once the process is complete, residents turn on an outside tap for a minute or two to remove any dirty water. An important new service is available throughout the TRC region, and it starts up on Thursday, July the 1st. Now, Dial Before You Dig is a free national community service that connects users involved in all forms of excavation with owners of underground services. Now, the concept works by individuals contacting Dial Before You Dig with their plans and the company passing the referral on to the owners of the underground infrastructure in the area. The person making the inquiry will then receive the relevant information within 2 business days. You can lodge an inquiry online by visiting www.1100.com.au or phoning 1100 from anywhere in Australia. The service can literally be a lifesaver and can also save home renovators from any costly surprises. Roadworks will continue around the region with major work at the Ruthven and Jellicoe Street intersection. The section of Jellicoe Street from Ruthven Street to Hagen Street will be closed due to intersection upgrade works, and there'll be water main works on Holberton Street from Bridge to Campbell Street. There'll also be lane closures at Taylor Street from Payne to Wyala Street. With July just around the corner, there's plenty of activities for children during the school holidays. The popular Bush Capades program, which features a range of activities in Toowoomba's parks, kicks off on July the 1st and continues through until July 9. Although payment can be made on the day, bookings are essential and can be made by calling the Parks and Recreation branch during office hours. You can also get full details of activities by phoning Parks and Recreation. Children always have a lot of fun and learn at the same time at regular art workshops at the Toowoomba Regional Art Gallery in Ruthven Street. Children's winter art workshops are on at the art gallery from July 6 to July 9. Now the workshops are from 10 a.m. until noon each day and children must be accompanied by an adult. So for bookings and more information, please call the gallery on 4688 6652. Business operators have only a week to renew licences and permits, which are due on June 30. These licences and permits apply to food businesses, businesses that handle fuel or dangerous goods, and businesses that undertake environmental activities. Any business owners who have not received their notice should contact their nearest council service centre. And June 30 is also the due date for renewing cat and dog registrations. If you haven't received your renewal notice, please contact your nearest council service centre. And if you have a new puppy or kitten, and it's older than 3 months, you will need to register your pet by June 30 if you haven't already done so. June 30 also marks the closing of Council's Sustainable Home to the public. Sustainable Home Toowoomba is located at 308 Ramsey Street, so if you want some tips on efficient use of resources and environmentally friendly living, make sure you visit the home over the next few days. And remember, if you want to learn more about council activities and services, anything from lodging a building application, what jobs are available at council, or seeing what's on in the region, log on to council's website at www.toowoombarc.qld.gov.au. And that's it for this week's program. Make sure you join me next week when I'll bring you more news and community information from Toowoomba Regional Council. I'm Darren Burton for Council Connections.